Arizona's news station, KTAR News, 92.3 FM.
Chad Benson loves lemonade. No wonder his show is two parts tart to one part sweet. Time for a refill. Cheers.
I am tardy. I will admit that. Joining us now, somebody who's not tardy, but did show up like he said he was going to, and I appreciate that. Congressman David Schweiker joins us. And Congressman Schweiker, first and foremost, your thoughts real quick on the passing of HW in a world that we live in now that is totally different than when he was president. What are your thoughts being in and around, in a sense, the political world?
It's a brilliant question. And it's one of those, look, I got to meet the president just once. When he came here to Phoenix and when he was campaigning, and, you know, it was, what was that, 1992 for re-election. And, you know, the politics at that time were still pretty tough. I mean, people forget, you know, the attacks were still pretty vicious. You just didn't have the internet as a way to deliver them. And yet you had someone who would get up behind the microphone and be polite. Be a gentleman. It was a much more gracious type of politics that was expected from much of the leadership.
Yeah, well, it's that graciousness is gone. And as I was saying earlier, he was PI. He was pre-internet, pre-social media, pre all of this stuff. And I think the world, I say, could you imagine if Kennedy or Lincoln or Washington or even our founding fathers had to add social media, what their lives would have looked like and how we'd look?
Oh, it's you think about how easy it is for people to be just crazy, you know, with some of the things, and they don't have to put their name behind it. You know, at least at that time, you would get sometimes some pretty vicious attacks, but they would be blind. Someone would run through the parking lot and tape things to your windshield without their name on it. Now they can hit a button on their computer, and it goes out to, you know, millions.
Yeah, that's insane. Talking to Congressman Schweiker here. Okay. So back to business, or when you guys can't get back to business, there's something looming that nobody's talking about. It always seems to be these deadline deals, and we're headed towards potentially another shutdown.
Well, now, we also got to put it in perspective, because I was listening to Mac and Gatos earlier today. There needs to be an understanding. The House and Senate and the President have signed the majority of the funding bills. So we have about four that aren't finished. So you have things like Homeland Security, which are, you know, really important. But so this would be a really interesting if come December 7th, we hadn't done an extension, which I think that's what's about to happen, is add a 2-week extension to continue to sort of negotiate out, you know, the final appropriations part. But much of the government would continue because they have their appropriations bills passed and signed.
What is, I mean, you know, the fight, and I don't even know, like, you go there, like, how just tense is it? And just, it feels like, because as you sit here and you watch 24-hour news cycles, and we talked about it nowadays, even when Clinton was around, and these news cycles aren't what they are nowadays, and you put that with the media that is the people's media, as I call it, social media, it's insane. But the reality is you guys want to get stuff done, but there is the politics of it all, and it almost seems like some people are beholden to their base more than they are to actually doing the job that they're supposed to be.
Okay, a dirty little secret that isn't a secret if you truly pay attention to what's going on. Republicans and Democrats, for the most part, are actually pretty nice to each other. We talk things through. We're trying to get things done. One of the things that's happened is the most active folks in, let's call it, our base. So simple example I can give you. I have a really good friend. It's a Democrat. He's, you know, a California coast. He and I have worked on a couple pieces of legislation that have to do with technology. This last year, he told me he couldn't sponsor our bill this time because his base had gone so radical that if he were seen working with a Republican, he would get beaten up in his primary.
Yeah.
So you may have the keys to the kingdom in what you were saying before. In some ways, it's not the actual members of Congress. It's not the staff. It's those things. It's all the influence coming crashing in from that 24-hour news cycle, some of the completely fake and crazy stuff that show up in your email, your Twitter accounts, and those things. Now, fighting through an appropriations bill, that's the way it's supposed to work. The founding fathers designed all this tension with having, you know, the People's House and then the Senate and the president. There's supposed to be this friction. And yet we go nuts saying, oh, they're fighting, they're doing. Guys, this is the way it was designed. It doesn't mean we're being jerks to each other. It just means we have different appropriations priorities.
Yeah, yeah. And I think a lot of times, Congressman Stryker, I think you guys want to get to the same place. You just have a different road that you want to take. And when you talked about the fact that and I've said this all along, I've talked to many CEOs of Fortune 500 companies say, I don't fear a downturn in the marketplace anymore. I don't fear the boardroom. I fear social media and what those people will do to us comparatively. And I think it's the same thing for you. Even when you guys are fighting over appropriations and you're talking about stuff, the even thought process of talking to another looks like you're talking to the enemy and conspiring against your own. That is no way to have a successful anything.
Look, you know, I come from a world where the math is the math. And yet Washington, D.C. is almost a math-free zone where we make lots of policy by feelings. But what happens when, you know, you walk in and you have something either blowing up on talk radio or blowing up on your Twitter account or blowing up this, and you're looking at going, I was in that meeting an hour ago. That's not what happened.
Yeah.
And now how do you fix it? How do you, you know, respond? Just like some of these CEOs now, a lot of the brand companies now have to have entire war rooms that do nothing but watch social media so they can be a quick reaction force to respond, correct, attack.
That is just insane.
And now it's starting to become our modern politics. And how influential does that become? A good example. Okay, $5 billion for border security, particularly in sort of urbanized areas along the border where we actually have real problems dealing with the fentanyl crisis and some of the really horrible things that are coming across the border, you know, the types of drugs, the types of human exploitation. This was a Republican and Democrat issue a decade ago. Everyone was agreeing, but now it's politicized. And if you and I were to turn to a liberal talk radio station, you'd hear, well, you can't give the president a win.
Yeah.
And that's crazy. When you judge policy by, is this a win for the president instead of, is it good for our society? It shows you we've just lost all perspective.
We absolutely have. Congressman David Schweiker, appreciate you coming on tonight. And we'll look forward to you guys getting back to work soon and getting this thing done. But it's going to be very interesting to see what takes place, not only going forward here in the next couple weeks, but moving on into next year. Thanks so much for coming on.
It's going to be a fascinating 2 years.
Yes, indeed. Thanks so much, man.